Chapter 21. Every soul participates in the resurrection of Christ. Having been called to come to the home Sanctus Spiritus, we can and may be clearly conscious of the fact that when our earthly home, our material-born body, is demolished, we will have a building from God in the new astral field, a building not made with hands, a truly eternal home. This is the great and liberating fact of salvation that is linked with you. It is not so much that we mean to convey this fact to you as a dogma, as a philosophy, but to have you know and experience it as a certainty in your considerations. Hermetic philosophy is the original Gnostic reflection on certainties which can be comprehended and understood, and which constitute a key to a door which opens eternity for man and closes the order of time and space behind him. The school possesses an astral field, the Golden Head, which has the task and the ability to awaken all sleeping, newborn souls to consciousness, to a conscious life, to a restored link with the Spirit, which was severed through the microcosm's descent into the seventh cosmic domain. That is why there is no sense in merely speaking about the Spirit and its grace, merely believing that it exists. First of all, the soul needs to be born, so that it can repair the broken unity and make life in God a reality. That is the work the modern Gnosis asks you to undertake, in imitation of all its classical predecessors. If one is called to that work, one needs to know its nature, necessity, and purpose. The person who follows the path indicated by the Gnosis will very soon possess the inner certainty that the path leads to the Gnosis of Hermes Trismegistus, that is, to the Gnosis of serving love, the heart, and the Gnosis of thought, the head, to the Gnosis which will stand firm eternally and thus still exists, undiminished in the present. He who follows the path shown him by the Gnosis will very soon be able to testify with Paul, "We know that we have a building from God." There is a difficulty to be faced by those who have reached this point, or are beginning to do so, for it is quite possible at this stage for the earthly existence to become too burdensome, so that one begins to sigh, to yearn to be covered by the heavenly dwelling place, the new astral field. In other words, one experiences a gnawing longing to shake off the garment of the nature of death as soon as possible. And those who are in such a situation often voice their longing with the familiar words, "If only it were over." However, this attitude is quite wrong and, moreover, very dangerous. You need to understand this danger clearly. The sleeping soul can and will be awakened to consciousness in the new field through the powerful polar currents that occur in it. It will become completely wakeful and aware. Every soul will arise in Christ. Every soul will participate in the resurrection of Christ. But if, after having attained the certainty of this linkage, you were to think that now you only had to disappear as quickly as possible from the dialectical veil of tears, you would be denying dialectical nature's essence and its calling. You would be running the risk of being found naked instead of clothed with the new soul state. The Gnosis makes it clear that, as concerns your experience in time and space, the seventh cosmic domain is an emergency order, and that your existence in these regions is based on a plan with which every entity will want to cooperate wholeheartedly and completely as soon as he understands something of it. Gnostic extremists, such as the Manichaeans, want immediately to break, to finish, to extinguish. The Gnostic realist, however, like the Gnostics of the Alexandrian school, accepts the plan which forms the basis of his salvation and cooperates with it. In what way? Well, by ensuring as far as possible that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life, as Paul expressed it. It is God who enables us to do this, and who gives us the necessary power, the Holy Spirit. There is a vast difference between a pupil who restfully lives his life as a pupil and a pupil who dedicates his entire dialectical life to the service of God and mankind. The former is entirely devoted in hope and in faith. In this way, he will meet death and enter the astral field of the school equipped with soul qualities. The latter, however, makes the most of every second, as it were, to help, to support, to carry along, acting in the power of the Holy Spirit. it is clear that the awakened soul of the first person will not be of the same quality as that of the second, who saw to it that his mortal being would be swallowed up by the purifying fire of his serving life, as a result of which the soul state of renewal matured a great deal. This point of view can be proved. Whoever brings the rose to true life is at that same moment a saved, a liberated person. However, the rose's garment must be woven through the sacrifice of love, the sacrifice of serving love. The relinquishing of the self and the yearning to be covered by the heavenly home are not enough. No, alongside these things and through them must come the sacrificing service of mankind. Where? In the world of liberated ones? No. In the world of suffering. Such a servant of mankind fulfills the emergency order plan completely and conquers everything through his sacrifice of love. He will be clothed in the garment of gold. It is the Gnosis who prepared and made you suitable for this, and it has given you the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. That is why the Gnosis was for the Manichaeans the Gnosis of demolition and negation of the world. This Gnosis certainly must be called a path, but the Gnosis of Hermes Trismegistus is the Gnosis of serving love, the Gnosis that will stand firm unto eternity, and thus still exists undiminished in the present.